Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ragga cut with that 90s-inspired darkness that works so well in drum and bass, jungle and rollers. The vibe here is not polished pop vocals. We want something raw, chopped, rhythmic, and a little dangerous, like a sampled MC fragment or an old dancehall chant living right inside the beat. If you've ever heard a vocal in a classic jungle tune and thought, why does that hit so hard? A big part of the answer is timing. The vocal is not just sitting on top of the track. It is part of the groove. It answers the drums, it teases the drop, and it helps define the identity of the tune without needing a big melody. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, simple warping, chopping, saturation, EQ, and a bit of delay and reverb. Since this is beginner-friendly, don't worry about making it perfect on the first pass. First we get the rhythm working, then we make it dirty and atmospheric. Start by choosing the right vocal source. You want a phrase with attitude. Short is better than long. Spoken, chant-like, rough or MC-style vocals usually work really well. If you have a dancehall, dub, ragga, or jungle sample pack, grab something from there. If the vocal is too clean or modern, that's okay. We'll darken it later. Drag the vocal onto an audio track and listen for a section that has a clear accent or a strong syllable. You really do not need a full verse. In fact, for this style, 1 to 2 seconds of audio is often enough. Think in syllables, not sentences. A good beginner move is to pick something simple that has a strong rhythmic shape, because it's much easier to turn that into a hook. Now open the clip and turn warp on if it isn't already. This is where we lock the vocal to the grid. For a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a solid starting point. If the source is very short and percussive, beats can also work nicely. Don't overthink the settings at first. The main goal is to get the strongest hit lined up with the beat, usually beat 1 or beat 3 depending on the phrase. This part matters a lot in drum and bass. If the vocal is aligned with the kick and snare pattern, it immediately sounds intentional. If it drifts around, it can feel pasted on. So take a moment and nudge the clip until it feels locked in. If the phrase is too long, trim it down. You're not trying to force a whole vocal into a tiny space. You're looking for the most powerful fragment. Next, we chop it up so it behaves more like an instrument. You can do this manually by splitting the audio at words or syllables, or you can use Slice to New MIDI track if you want to trigger the pieces with MIDI. For beginners, manual slicing is often easier to understand. Aim for just a few slices. 3 to 6 is usually plenty. You want one strong headline word, a couple of short fragments, and maybe a breath or tail sound for texture. Here's a really useful mindset. If the drums are busy, keep the vocal simpler. If the drums are sparse, you can get a little more rhythmic with the vocal. The vocal should feel like it belongs in the break, not like it's floating above it. Try arranging the slices with space in between them. A hit, then a rest, then a little two-hit answer, then another rest. That spacing is what gives a ragga cut its power. Before we add effects, let's make sure every slice has a tiny fade on it. Even a 2 to 5 millisecond fade can help remove clicks and make the chopped audio feel tighter. This is one of those little beginner habits that makes a huge difference. Also, try not to smooth the attack too much. If the chop is supposed to punch, leave that first transient clean. Now let's darken the vocal. A strong starting move is to pitch it down a little, maybe 2 to 5 semitones. 2 semitones is subtle. 4 semitones is a clear darker shift. 5 to 7 semitones starts to get more warped and old school, which can be great if that's the vibe you want. If the pitch shift makes the vocal muddy, don't force it too far. Keep it moderate and use EQ to shape the tone instead. Add EQ 8 after the vocal. Start with a high pass around 100 to 150 Hz so the vocal doesn't fight the sub. Then listen for boxiness around 250 to 400 Hz and dip a little if needed. If the phrase needs more bite, a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can help it cut through. And if the vocal gets sharp or fizzy, tame some of that harshness around 5 to 8 kHz. In dark DNB, clarity is more important than loudness. The vocal should cut, but it should not steal the low end. Now we add grit. Put saturator after the EQ or before it, depending on how you want to shape the tone. A drive of 2 to 8 dB is a good starting range, and soft clip can help keep the energy controlled. You're not trying to destroy the vocal. You're giving it that sampled, slightly damaged character that feels like it came off a dub plate or an old rave tape. If you want even more texture, you can lightly try Redux or Drum Bus, but keep it subtle. A little crust goes a long way. One thing to remember here is that a dirty vocal can actually help it sit better in a dance DNB track. That mid-range bite helps it cut through breaks and bass without needing huge volume. That's why a ragga cut can feel so effective even when it's tiny. It has attitude. Now let's give it space with delay and reverb, but we want to stay tight. For delay, echo is a great choice. Try a rhythmic setting like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, with feedback around 15-35% and dry/wet around 10-25%. Filter the delay so the low end is cleaned up and the top end is softened a bit. If the repeats are stepping on the vocal, turn on duck so the delay sits behind the original hit. That keeps the groove punchy. For reverb, keep it short and controlled. A decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, a low dry/wet amount like 5-15%, and a pre-delay around 10-25 milliseconds usually works well. Also cut the low end of the reverb, around 200 Hz or higher, so it doesn't cloud the mix. A really good trick in this style is to send only certain words or slices into delay and reverb, not the entire phrase. That way the main hook stays direct, and just a few moments bloom out into space. Now we make it feel alive with automation. This is where the vocal starts to behave like part of the arrangement instead of a static loop. You can automate the filter cutoff, delay feedback, reverb amount, volume or device on and off. A simple beginner pattern is to start sparse in the first two bars, add more repeats and space in the next two, then strip it back right before the drop or the next section. That tension and release is a huge part of dark drum and bass energy. Think about where the vocal lands against the snare. That's a big deal. Often, the best sounding vocal hit is the one that answers the snare or frames it, rather than fighting it. So if something feels awkward, try moving it just a little earlier or later. Even a tiny shift can make the groove click. Now let's place it in a real arrangement. For an 8-bar idea, you could keep the drums mostly driving in bars 1 and 2 with a very sparse vocal snippet. Then in bars 3 and 4, let the vocal answer the beat more clearly and bring in the bass movement. In bars 5 and 6, repeat the idea with one small variation, maybe a different slice or a delay throw. Then in bars 7 and 8, pull it back a little and set up the next section. That way the vocal is helping shape the phrase, not just looping endlessly. If you have multiple vocal chops, group them into a vocal bus. On that bus, you can use a EQ8 for cleanup, a light glue compressor if the chops are jumping around too much, and maybe a little more saturation for unified grit. Keep it fairly centered. In this style, a narrow, direct vocal often feels stronger and more sampled than a wide one. Let your stereo width come from atmosphere, delay tails, and effects, not from the main vocal itself. Here are a few common beginner mistakes to watch out for. First, using too much vocal. Long phrases crowd the drums fast, so keep it short and focused. Second, leaving the vocal too bright. If it sounds too modern, tame the top end and let it feel more band limited. Third, overdoing reverb. Big lush reverb can wash out the punch, and punch matters a lot here. Fourth, letting the vocal fight the sub. High pass it and keep the low end clean. And finally, don't let the vocal play all the time. Space is what makes it feel like a hook. If you want a more advanced little trick, duplicate one chop, reverse the duplicate, and place it just before the main hit. That creates a haunted little pickup into the phrase. You can also layer a second copy of one chop pitched slightly lower, and blend it very quietly underneath for extra weight. Just keep it subtle, so it still sounds like one voice. Another nice move is to make one chop dirtier than the others on purpose. Give it more saturation, a little redux, or a stronger high cut, and use it once per phrase as an accent. That contrast can make the rest of the chops feel bigger. For practice, try building a 4-bar raga cut loop. Pick one short vocal phrase, warp it, chop it into 3-5 pieces, pitch it down a little if it suits the voice, add EQ and saturator, then put echo on it with a short rhythmic delay. Build a simple drum loop underneath, and make sure the vocal leaves at least one empty beat in each bar. If it feels loose, fix the timing first. If it feels flat, increase contrast with one darker chop and one delay throw. So the big takeaway is this: a strong raga cut in 90s-inspired DNB is all about rhythm, darkness, and space. Choose a short vocal with attitude. Chop it so it locks to the groove. Darken it with pitch, eq, and saturation. Use delay and reverb sparingly. Leave room for the drums and bass, and automate it so it feels like part of the drop. Get the phrasing right, and even a tiny vocal sample can turn into a huge DNB hook. That's the magic. Raw club energy, old school jungle danger, and hook that hits like part of the rhythm section.